idea is that I should not be happy in preparation for future unhappiness.
Well, that cloud is always waiting, so I can move in.
Well, and that's the part that's so interesting to me. The cloud is always waiting. Now, would the cloud be there if we weren't projecting the cloud? If we weren't looking for the cloud? If we didn't believe the cloud was there, would the cloud be there? Which is not to say that things don't happen in life, right? Because things do happen in life. We know that. It's that idea that there's going to be something happening that I've got to protect myself against. I've got to steel myself. So one of the ways that it plays out a lot for people is I'm going to be a little bit disappointed all the time to keep myself from ever being really disappointed. When we say it out loud, it just doesn't kind of hold together. And yet we live that way because we're so, what? What goes on with us? We're afraid, yeah.
The pain, the initial pain was so great that opening oneself up to that pain again is an enormous feat.
Yes. And you know what? The interesting part of that, and I hope that you'll really look at this because you've obviously looked at it to that point. I mean, it sounds like you could actually go back to, or pretty close to the point where you closed your heart and that was sort of it. We think we're protecting ourselves against that ever happening again. But in fact, what we're doing is making sure that it's happening 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the rest of our lives.